Blog Talk Radio.
What anybody else says, I know people are going to go crazy in my comments after this. Oh, well. Moving forward, you know, when we talk about people being divisive and vitriolic, Vlad, I know you did, Chaz, I know you did an interview on Vlad a while back, and now they're trying to twist your words. Crazy Leg, same thing. You made a mention of who started B-boying way back. What do you think about people searching the internet for any little soundbite that you may have said and twisting it and using it as ammo for this war? Because you did correct that.
How the fuck you could twist up something that's been said?
I thought that was really dope. But what do you think about these people who are searching the internet like, no, let me get something they said so I can twist it? Because that's how bad it gets.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's looking for content right now. And people are looking at things that were said then or that may apply to something right now and putting this together and this and that. We just went through the cancel culture thing, you know what I mean, a couple of years with all these movements going on and everything now. And I think people are just grasping for straws. The history is the history. And now it's breaking down, all right, creation or contribution. Did Latinos start hip-hop or did Latinos contribute? And then we're going to have to go back into what is hip-hop and what are the, I mean, how far does hip-hop go back? I've always said hip-hop didn't invent anything. It reinvented everything. So it comes from different things. So trace those things back and see what the origins of those things that led to hip-hop, okay, if you want to say who invented hip-hop. But hip-hop as we know it, as we know it, we talk in August 11, 1973 as the definitive date. We know the predecessors to it was the disco movement and the DJ movement that was going on prior to that. But once that flipped, okay, to the streets, to the minimalists, which was us that had nothing and built this culture from the ground up, that's us that was in the streets, looking out Bronx, South Bronx back then, blacks and Latinos.
Do you think that hip-hop still has the five elements, lyricism, DJing, B-boying, and girls, and can leave the girls out, graffiti, and historical knowledge? Do you think that still encompasses the five elements of hip-hop, or do you think it's different? No, I think that's the foundation.
That's
the foundation of the culture. All those things together, that's what makes hip-hop. Now, all the things have been added to hip-hop. Some of them have agendas behind them. Some of them was added because somebody felt that they wanted to add something and have a say so.
You see how that nigga changing that tune? Do you see how he is changing his tune? I'm not convinced. I'm totally, wow.
In what hip-hop is. So now it's this, and it's that, and it's now, and it's, so it's a, and, you know what I mean? But it's basic, it's foundational, and it's what it started at, those basic elements.
Since we're teaching on today, can you give us an example of something that was added after the fact, and it's agenda-based, in your opinion?
Before you get to that, let me just say something. I learned something today that I had no idea about. And I didn't even know I had it all this time, but I never, it's been a long time since I looked at it. I have a copy of Kool Herc's first interview.
Wow.
And, so this is like to me, we all look at Kool Herc as a person's first day breakbeats, whatever, right? But I'm reading his first interview over here, and he started playing songs like Give It Up or Turn It Loose and Get Ready by Rare Earth or whatever, because he went to a party where a DJ by the name of John Brown was spinning. And so Kool Herc says in this book, and this is a book, says that he started playing that music because of him. But here's the thing. You can give John Brown a little credit for playing a dope set that night. But look at the day. Kool Herc inspired people like Grandmaster Flash and African Bambaataa, who took it to the next level. Mm-hmm. Undeniable. And then in that same article, I even learned that, okay, the party that was described is not what everyone's saying today. It was actually just a birthday party. It wasn't a back-to-school party. Like, this is his first interview. And it says who was there, who wasn't there. And there were things where it tells the story of how he became a DJ. But it also tells the story that in 1975 was when he, like, outside of playing for the dancers, who were, of course, stylized always. That's just what people are trying to do. But the whole idea of great beats in this book, he says, was more about 1975. And that's his own words. Because he started playing more for the B-boys, you know? So, you know, there's a lot of stuff. Look, Nate, again, a lot of us sometimes don't
exactly
know so well, but the closer to the time, you would want to agree with more. So I think that, you know, when people look at what I said about anything, look, I feel like bringing trust from African-American culture, fuck yeah, easy, okay? No problem. But who made up the backspin? Me. Who made up the windmill? Me. Who made up spinning upside down on one hand? Me. That led to the whole evolution of power moves. I made those moves up in the 70s. So it's like, don't tell me I wasn't there. And if you're going to say I wasn't there, then don't do my moves. Don't, you know, don't do any of my moves in the Olympics. It's just, like, we can keep digging and find things that we've said because we thought, and trust me, some of the people who taught me, their memory, now that
what he is saying is contributions, not creation. So he has to settle for a backspin. You have to settle for a backspin, double twist, leaning up with the hand and landing on your ankles. That's what you have to lean more towards. You put the add-ons. You know what I mean? Exactly. You are add-on. That's it.
I realized that I could cross-reference it. I was corrected today, and I was reading a book. I misread the book. I put a flyer out in 1975, and it was actually 1978, and I corrected myself, which I happily do. And I think a lot of people who are trying to change the narrative right now are not willing to correct themselves. They're just trying to find another way to discredit anything you say. And it's like, yo, all right, you want to discredit Puerto Ricans, you want to discredit Jamaicans, you want to also discredit Haitians. I mean, like, where does this end? You know, we could definitely take everything back to Africa easily.
This the shit I hate, though. You know what I fucking hate? I hate that they putting it on us for talking about it and reacting. Buster has been going around talking about it. Can somebody give me an example that a black American has been saying, get off our culture, leave our culture alone, or this, that, and they're going around on tour telling motherfuckers that we created this, nobody else? No. So it was okay for Buster to do it. It was okay for Fat Joe to do it. But it's not okay for us to fucking respond. So now everybody has something to say after we started highlighting that y'all motherfuckers is wrong. So now it's our fault. It's our fault now. You see what I'm saying? Listen, man. Please hit that like button. If you'd like to donate to the platform, gladly, please do. If y'all want to call in, the number, the phone line is on. I really wanted to, the boy, LeBron James, can you call in? Do you have a market? Can you call and explain? Because I'm going to be honest, I don't want to play this whole thing. This is an intellectual property, right? So I would like you to call in real quick. The number is 519-527-6193. Call in real quick, LeBron, and just give me the overall what they say. So I can get a good vision, or if I want to listen to the rest of this stuff. So can you please call him real quick, since you've seen it? Can you just give us something to go off of? You know, so only thing I'm saying is the only reason why we're having this discussion is because I will give credit to Tariq Nasheed for highlighting this as well and bringing more light to it, and especially as he's doing a documentary on it, you know. I don't believe that shit at all, what this dude has to say, meaning that he created the backspin. I don't believe that, not one bit. Because there's a person that was already around there at that time has said that the Puerto Ricans came along down the line and picked up the b-boying when we was no longer doing it like that. So when hip-hop really started getting popular, that's when they started to basically capitalize on it. What is this new thing called hip-hop? So they want to make it into a film now. This is years down the line. Things just don't just happen overnight. When you create things, things don't get popular. Just like back in the days of song, they probably had a song for like a year before it probably took a year, two, or 3 years or whatever for that song to pop. It gradually became popular. So you wasn't there at that inception, or if you were there when you seen these things, you was a spectator. And these were spectators that came on down the line when things got more, the lyrics got more sharper, the hooks got put together more, you know, it became more stylish, became more, you know what I mean? It gradually got better as it went along. You know what I mean? So go around 43. I hear Eugenia Burnett. I feel you. I feel you. Love you too, sweetheart. I'm gonna go to this last part, and that's it, man. Cause I'm tired of this. I'm really tired of this shit, to be honest. I don't want to hear this fuck shit no more. I'm not even gonna lie.
I haven't gone in on anyone's tab. None of us have gone in on anyone. This isn't a fight. This for me, this moment right now is more like, hey, you know, we can educate some people. If those people want to fight, hey, see us in the street. You know what I mean? I'm not doing the keyboard gangster bullshit or anything like that. You know, you want to see me, see me.
Hey.
You know?
See, y'all are cool, though. Y'all are cool now. You are cool. You pioneers. You icons. But these youngins in the chat are taking heads off of those capital letters. I wanted to ask specifically for all of you, be it Black or Puerto Rican, did Puerto Ricans create, contribute, or are they just guests? And if you, whichever one you choose, please explain why you think they contributed, they're created, or they're just guests. Can we hear that, please, out of your mouth, individually?
I'm waiting for my invitation, man. I'm still waiting for an invitation. I'll start.
Yes, please.
I think we...
Contributors or creators? Let's hear it.
Both.
You can't speak to us and see or hear the facts without saying that we didn't help create this culture, and we didn't contribute to it, because to create something you need to contribute to it. And so, you know, I'm going with both.
If someone wants to press you, John, say, okay, what did Puerto Ricans create exactly? What would you say?
Babies with Grandmaster Caz. Go ahead, Caz, elaborate.
Hold on. Before he spoke, Big Daddy Kane got off camera, family. Did y'all peep that? I peeped it. I was just waiting for him to come on. And look at his face. Look at Grandmaster Caz's face too. Now you see the difference. Look, it's two FBAs and the rest is Puerto Rican. You see Big Daddy Kane's face got off the camera. Let me shut up. I'm sorry. Let's continue with this fucking lie. Body language doesn't lie. His reaction did not lie, and Big Daddy Kane's reaction didn't lie. We know the truth, but you see, and he had babies with them too. So his child, you know, have black, have Puerto Rican too. But you give people too much, they get comfortable, and they claim it. Let's continue.
He's got a lot because that seems to be the burning question. When people say no, they also help to create the culture, the genre. People say, well, what exactly? We need to know what they poured in the cup and shook around and held up to the light. What controlled it? How? What?
There was no blueprint. There was no blueprint. We did what we felt.
I'm trying to hold it.
Was things that we wanted to do. You know, we rocked the parties. We dressed the way we wanted to dress. We had our own language and style more than anything, as much as rap. Style-wise, we was rocking like...
She asked Cass, not you. You know, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to fuck her out kind of kid. She asked Cass.
So, to say, let's
hear it.
What did we
Crowd control? What?
Play some of the music.
Like what?
All right. Check out some of the movies.
What?
This isn't something that happened overnight.
You see this shit?
We did, bro.
You see this?
We bridged the gap.
Hold on. Wait. Why are we not letting Cash talk? She asked Grandmaster Cash. I'm gonna skip these movies. I'm gonna skip them. Where Big Daddy Kane at? I think Big Daddy Kane just bounced. Anyway, let's go to Grandmaster Cash. I don't wanna hear these niggas.
Help to create the culture, the genre. People say, well, what exactly? We need to know.